This episode of My Garden Podcast is sponsored by Envy Feed and Protect. Looking for a unique way to deter slugs and snails while feeding your plants? Envy Feed and Protect contains a blend of micronutrients that our slimy friends can't stand the taste of. It's applied in water, so there's no unsightly pellets or granules, and it's wildlife, pets and kids safe. Get Feed and Protect at envy.co.uk. That's ENVII. Hi there. In this episode...
Oh no!
Drama down the garden.
He's run off with my canna.
This is where it gets embarrassing with the dog.
Here I am, saving plants from slugs. I didn't think about dog jaws, did I?
No.
So, this green bin is our local council's brilliant way of being a bit greener. So we are going to be using this today, bringing it up to the greenhouse. So it's a bit of a long drag, to be honest, but it gets collected next Tuesday. And I'm keen to get rid of a bit of a problem I've noticed. Normally, when you replant something, you perhaps have got your spare compost or it's kind of spent, isn't it? All the... Oh my God, look at that bee! Oh! Oh no, it's stuck in the greenhouse. Quick, in here, quick. Let's get the windows open. Emergency! Bee rescue! The bee has been saved. Thank you very much, everyone. Woo! Right, so anyway, back to business. The green bin has been brought up to the greenhouse area because I need to investigate some serious soil problems. So, okay, normally when you get rid of a thing out of a pot, you've got some compost left over, you might think about reusing it for something else, but quite often you just sling it in the compost heap to add to the other bits of compost. It's not a bad thing to do. This compost in these pots, I need to jettison out of my life, out of my garden, because it turns out that the compost I used is riddled with those yellow slug balls with embryonic slug things in them. So we've got dahlias, we've got cannas, and something else, I can't remember what it is. So I'm going to have a little look and see what's happening. And in fact, although the cannas aren't ready to go in the ground yet, if I wait any longer, we are going to have a slug problem. So I'll just shake out the pot, just give it a little look. It's really nice warm soil. Wow. I would be a happy canner if I was in there, I have to say. And most of it is all right, but occasionally... and a bit too regularly, a bit too much for my liking, are these yellow slug... Ah, here we go. Slug eggs. Eggs, that's the word I'm looking for. Can you hear this? I don't know if you can. I'm going to pop it. Ugh! That's disgusting. I actually squirted back on my hand. That's vile. Absolutely vile. Okay. Yeah, there's loads underneath. So lifting the root ball out, the roots haven't really done much this winter, and fair enough, they didn't have to. I'm going to pop that to one side, the canna root ball, and I'll give that a good shake to see if any slugs have got in there. But underneath is where the action's been taking place for some mummy slug. It's been getting rid of her eggs. I don't know, it's fascinating, the mating cycle of a slug. I might have a look at that. So in here we've got some really nice, again, let's see if we can hear this. I think it squirted the microphone. That's, oh, why do I keep doing that? It's quite a lot of fun, actually. It's a bit like squeezing a spot. It's got really juicy. Yeah, the flowing out. So I think the council can take away this slug problem for me. Get rid of those crocs back in there. And actually, what I'm inclined to do is, well, that's a bit paranoid, maybe give these pots a really good clean as well. Because actually, as well as the slug stuff, there are these little black flies which have come about because the soil is moist
and warm, and so they're a bit of a pest as well.
They're not a bad problem to have, actually. They're a pain when they're indoors on indoor plants, because they just sort of, they're like fruit flies. They sort of hover around a lot. So this is a bit of a scrappy bit of canna. I wonder what's going on here. Why isn't it growing yet? Maybe it's just not time, not ready. So I'm going to get a stack of those sort of tiny little root balls, really stringy. Oh, I want to say it's like pubes, but it's the wrong thing to say on a podcast, probably. Like really stringy. A beard. It's like a beard. That's better, isn't it? Stringy roots. Really delicate. And these bulbs of canna, the canna bulbs, almost like an onion. A little onion that's about to start growing again. So I'll get a collection of those, and I think I'll just nest them temporarily in a big pot. It's good to know what's happening below the surface, plant-wise and human brain-wise, I think. Oh, there's a massive one. I'm not going to pop it. Am I? Oh, go on. Ugh, gross. What was going on below the surface for me earlier this week was a bit of ennui, which is a French word, E-N-N-U-I, that means can't be bothered. Basically, really just means I just can't be arsed with life this week. And I've just felt a bit flat, not depressed, not low, not unhappy, but just, and that's it. That's the thing about ennui, is that you're not unhappy. You're just not very motivated. You can't be bothered. It sort of came on over the long weekend because you get a chance to rest and not do much. And over Easter, in the Western world anyway, business comes to a bit of a slowdown. A lot of children are on holiday, so parents are taking time off as well. I've lolled about. And I realised it was because I hadn't really spoken to anyone. And I really, really am motivated when I'm interacting with people. I've become alive, you know, I'm joyful. Whereas almost too... Oh, no! He's run off with my canna. Let's hope that's not poisonous. Right, distraction technique required urgently. That's a bad dog. I hadn't even thought of that, had I? Have I got a treat? I have as well. I went out for a walk earlier and I got some treats in my pocket. A little gravy bone for Joey. He knows that the canna is a valuable item in his mouth right now. He's got a guilty wag again. It's a low wag. Oh, he's run off. It's interrupting a really poignant moment in my story as well about the need to interact with humanity. And if I don't, I get down. Come on. Come here. See, if I tell him off, he'll run away. And if I don't tell him off, he just thinks it's a game and mucks about anyway. Maybe if I go in the greenhouse, he'll follow me in. He does like it in there. It's rather balmy. No, it's not worked. He's looking at me. This is where it gets embarrassing with the dog. I'm embarrassed right now in front of you because I have no control over getting the beast back and retrieving my canna at the same time. Oh, here we go. Come on then. He's dropped it over there, quick, right, okay. Got it. I think it might live. Right, that's a lesson, isn't it? Here I am, saving plants from slugs. I didn't think about dog jaws, did I? No. Anyway, Wednesday night, I got invited to take part in a business book club. It's like, wow, that sounds cool. And the fact that I'd written a business book was why I was being asked, because they'd all read it and really liked it and they wanted to hear from me. It was like a massive ego pump. It was an indulgence, and it was an exciting, indulgent author's moment. And I don't really get those very often, with about 12 people going, I really like the chapter on this, this and this. And I really like the way you put this across. I'm like, really? Sorry, I didn't quite catch that. Do tell me again. What was it? Everyone's really lovely. Everyone's read my book. I'm chatting about my book. I'm chatting about myself, helping people understand how they might get... OK, okay, I wish this was on video, because right now, in a comedy manner, the dog has gone, right, well, if you're not going to let me have the canner, I'm now going to take this really long bamboo cane right across the garden and walk away with it, like, behind your back. So, do you know what? After that interaction with those lovely people at the Business Book Club, after I yakked on about some stuff and just had a bit of a social time, really, I just felt perked up. Simple as that. Had I not had it, I maybe would have had another day of feeling slightly introspective and a bit, can't be bothered. Anyway, so I've done my slug patrol. I think I've dealt with what could have been a really big problem over the summer, over the coming months, had I not spotted it. So I don't think baby slugs are easy to find unless you're out with a torch late at night and they're eating your leaves, whereas the yellow slug eggs sort of leap out at you. So I've got several canners and I've got three dahlia tubers, and I'm going to put them in the ground later on, but I'm going to bury them for now in the bit of soil in this teacup thing and pop them back in the greenhouse just to keep warm and keep going, so they're really strong for when the weather's a bit warmer. Jerry's chewing on a cane. I feel like I've done my best work with the slug patrol, and I'm back on track. Listeners to My Garden Podcast can get 15% off the range of great products for your garden, home and pond from Envy. The offer's only available for a limited time, so head to gardenpodcast.co.uk.